Then again, the Indian is a peaceful person. The Indian loves peace. It often means, I'm afraid, he's a bit of a coward. Huh? But the Indian doesn't easily pick a quarrel. He doesn't like getting into a scrap. If you find in the streets of India two people disagreeing or even quarreling, it remains always purely verbal. Purely verbal. They'll abuse, they'll scream at each other, they'll dance around each other with rage. They may even go so far as pulling each other's hair. But they won't fight, they won't strike. This is quite exceptional among Indians. They do tend to love peace, and they're a harmless people. I know this is again generalizing, but if one is going to generalize at all about peoples, about nations, it is true to say of the Indians as a whole, especially of the Hindus, that they are a peace-loving, docile, placid people. The Tibetan, on the other hand, I hope I'm not shattering too many illusions, the Tibetan, on the other hand, tends to be rather warlike. The Tibetans by nature, I mean quite apart from Buddhism, are a warlike people, even an aggressive people, a swashbuckling people even, one may say. Now, I remember when I was teaching some Tibetans English in Kalimpong, one of the things which I used to do was I used to give them sentences in English with certain words, certain parts of speech left out, which they had to fill in. And, for instance, you'd give them some sentences with the verb left out, and they had to put the verb in themselves. And they used to give them sentences like this, I, blank, my brother. And 9 cases out of 10, the Tibetan would fill in the word, I killed my brother. And one would always find this sort of thing coming up. No doubt they're good, pious Buddhists, but underneath there is this streak, this strong, this pronounced streak of aggressiveness and even warlikeness. And as I've mentioned, in Kalimpong there were a number of Tibetans, I think most of the time that I was there, about 2,000. And every week in Kalimpong, there were at least 2 cases of stabbing, sometimes fatal, amongst the Tibetans. And one of my friends, who was a Nepalese, was the civil surgeon there, and in charge of the local hospital, and he once discussed this with me and said it's rather odd, all these people are Buddhists, but every week there are 2 cases of this kind, at least 2, sometimes 3. So here again, the Tibetans are different from the Indians. The Indian is not naturally warlike. He's a peaceable fellow. But the Tibetan does tend to be warlike. And it's very significant that when you see Tibetans, or used to see Tibetans, coming down from Tibet, walking the streets of Kalimpong, well, even the refugees, when they started coming, used to walk around as though they'd conquered the place. And they all had a short sword, and they swagger along. And if an Indian got in their way, there's go like this, just send him flying sometimes. This was their attitude. People learned to be a little careful about the Tibetans, especially the Khambars, the Tibetans from the eastern part of Tibet.